Welcome to Corazont Technologies, home of the Digital Executive Podcast.
Welcome to the Digital Executive. Today's guest is Yonatan Geifman. Yonatan Geifman is co-founder and CEO of DESI, the deep learning company dedicated to transforming the AI lifecycle. He co-founded DESI after completing his PhD in computer science at the Technion Israel Institute of Technology. His research focused on making deep neural networks more applicable for mission-critical tasks. During his studies, Yonatan was also a member of Google's AI MorphNet team. His research has been published and presented at leading conferences across the globe, including Conference on Neural Information Processing Systems, the International Conference on Machine Learning, and the International Conference on Learning Representations. Well, good afternoon, Yonatan. Welcome to the show.
Hi, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you as well. Thanks for jumping on. I know you're hailing from the great country of Israel, and so I appreciate you staying up late or whatever the case is with our time zones. I know it's about 9 hours different, so thanks again. And Yonatan, I've got some questions for you, so let's jump right in. You've got quite the career in technology, working in Google's AI division, and now you're the co-founder and CEO of DESI. Could you share with our audience the secret to your career growth and what inspires you?
So first of all, I constantly seek for innovation. It started from my PhD at the Technion, where I chose to focus on deep learning when it was its early days. During those days, I also worked at Google and worked on some very fascinating problems at Google. The second thing is the team. After completing my PhD, I founded DESI together with my PhD advisor, Professor Rani Leonid. At DESI, we build a team of deep learning researchers, engineers, and business leaders. We are supported by amazing investors and advisors. Having the right people surrounding you is a key to success, in my opinion. Last but not least, the core purpose. At DESI, we are helping companies to leverage AI to its full potential. It is great to see how our platform is able to unlock to our customers new AI opportunities and make a change in the product or business of those companies. I think that connecting these three together is my way to build a career growth.
Awesome. Thank you for sharing that. I appreciate the background on that. And Yonatan, as you know, everybody globally has had to make major shifts to adapt to this new normal, you know, in the pandemic. Could you share with us what you're doing to help your organization stay relevant in this economy?
Yeah, sure. When COVID just started, there was a huge uncertainty, especially in startups. We spent the early days of COVID internally focusing on building our product and team and advancing our technology. The great progress during COVID enabled us to grow and raise $9.1 million in seed funding, double the team, and shaping our company culture under these complicated times. Those actions proven to be very successful to enable business traction afterwards. Our platform enables AI developers to build and optimize deep learning models to production at scale. One part of the value proposition is reducing the cloud cost. This is super relevant during these days when companies are trying to reduce their costs and thinking more about how they can run more efficiently. Also, our platform enables data scientists to collaborate in a unified platform that can share information and results. Having one source of truth in our platform is very important when people are working from home and cannot stay on the same screen to share some results and collaborate so efficiently as before. AI projects tend to prolong from the POC to the production stage. When you start an AI initiative, you don't really know when it will get finished. Using our platform, it enables development teams to shorten AI development cycle and to be much more efficient to get things done faster. This led them to iterate faster on their products and get to succeed with AI earlier than expected.
Great. Thank you for sharing that. I appreciate your perspective on the pandemic and how it's really shaped all of our lives and how we've had to shift and innovate. So thanks again, Yonatan. So Yonatan, this is a question I like to ask around technology. You're obviously leveraging some new and emerging technologies within your tech stack. Anything specific you can share with our audience that's, you know, not proprietary?
Yes, the open source community is evolving very rapidly, especially in the AI domain where you see a lot of new repositories and new technologies emerges in open source. At DESI, we optimize the performance of deep learning models in production. In order to do that, we need to have the best starting point we can. To do so, we integrated some of the best of breed open source repositories to our platform. For example, our inference engine is leveraging the Ray platform, which is a platform for distributed computing. We also use some open source inference engines, such as ONNX, OpenVINO, and TVM. It is also important to stay ahead reading the most recent published papers in the research and academia. When new neural architecture is published, we immediately try to implement it and to see what it was and integrate it to our platform. We also run the AutoNACT optimization algorithm in order to see what we can reach on top of the performance that we see in the papers or in the new technology and architectures that just released.
Amazing. Yonatan, that's awesome. I love this type of topic around technology, especially using machine learning, deep learning. Those really just fascinate me. So I appreciate your share on that. And Yonatan, last question. Our audience would like to know a little bit more about Yonatan Geifman. Can you share something from your career experience that would be helpful for those looking to grow their career in either technology or entrepreneurship?
Yes, so when considering entrepreneurship, you need to be focused, in my opinion. You need to discover why you do things, to remember what's your core purpose along the journey. You have a lot of dilemmas and junctions along the journey, and you need to ask yourself, why am I doing this? To understand better, how can you accomplish your mission? And this is what should guide you during this journey. You need to ask yourself how you can accomplish your mission statement. Otherwise, you'll be jumping on the wrong opportunities. Entrepreneurship is the kingdom of uncertainty. You need to have a North Star that will lead your way along the journey. Also, your team is very important to keep you focused. You need to have a solid team that can guide you through this uncertainty and get the decisions together in order to succeed in such a complicated market and in this very long and complicated journey.
Thank you, Yonatan. I appreciate you sharing that. I know that nugget of wisdom will help somebody in our audience. And so I really appreciate that. And Yonatan, it was a pleasure having you on today. And I look forward to speaking with you real soon.
Thank you very much. It was great meeting you.
Bye for now.